All right, we're running just a bit late this morning, but that's because, once again, I thought I had all my computer problems fixed, but no. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. sorry to bust your bubble, but they fixed my copier yesterday.
Fine. We'll see. I thought I had my computer fixed yesterday, and it shut off again this morning. So,
well, so far so good. The guy had to replace the fuser, and then he had to update the firmware.
Well, let's hope it's updated and you don't have to get it updated again.
I'm hoping the same thing. Weather-wise, as I said yesterday, the prospect of dry, cool air, the chances of that were diminishing yesterday, and they still don't look good from my standpoint. There'll be some sunshine, it'll be humid today, with a chance of showers and gusty thunderstorms. The entire area is under a slight risk of severe weather this afternoon and tonight. And the highs today, 80, because of more in the way of clouds. It may get to 82, 83. Showers and thunderstorms for a time tonight, 70. Hazy to humid, showers and thunderstorms firing up again Thursday, mid-80s. Partly cloudy, humid, a shower, thunderstorm Friday, mid-80s. Partly sunny, I said moderately humid for Saturday. It's probably going to be just plain old humid, 85 to 90. And your Sunday, hazy, hot, and humid in the low 90s. So there you are, Marshall. Hot, 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 sticky.
Summertime.
And the living is hard.
Hey, you'll be going to the lake this weekend.
I'm hoping to go to the lake this weekend. I heard there were a couple of our friends last weekend who arrived there on Saturday. And Saturday night, packed the cars and left because it was too hot and humid.
All right. It's well, but you know what? You got the lake. You can go out there. You can sit in the lake.
Well, not at night, you can't.
Why not?
Well, you go sit there at night. I wouldn't dare. I mean, we have bear. We have fox. We have snapping turtles.
You don't think in your cabin, you don't think if a bear wanted to get into your cabin, it couldn't get into your cabin?
Yeah, but I'm not going to go sit in the middle of the lake and be a target. Forget it. Now, that's just out of the question. I have a nice home that I spent a lot of money on. I'll just get in my car, come home, and be in air conditioning. And that is the end of that.
That always reminds me of in my second marriage, I was convinced to go camping with my second wife and her son. And so we went out camping, and we set up the tent and everything under pine trees and everything. And it was beautiful. Nah, 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 nah. And then about 2 o'clock in the morning,
thunderstorms.
So, and then her son got up, and he was young at the time, and he did something you don't do when it rains and you have a tent. He touched the top of the tent.
Uh-oh.
Water, and of course the water immediately drained in. So I said, this is it. My camping experience is over. I said, everybody in the car, we found a motel. We spent the night at the motel. We stayed the rest of the weekend at the motel, took down the campsite, and had a great time out of the motel. I just couldn't. It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah, it was horrible. I could definitely sense that. That's how I feel. When I lived on Long Island, it was a big trip to get in the car and go home. But now that I'm in the Hudson Valley, it's not, so it's not a big problem. And by the way, I was in a decent mood yesterday. The copier was fixed in here. I turned on the news, and I got all depressed as they said that the president finally decided to talk about the virus, and he comes on and says that, unfortunately, things are going to get worse before they get better over the next couple of months.
I'm glad he finally came to that realization.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that was like very depressing.
Well, that happened, and then my daughter, who was getting married on October 24th,
yeah.
They've put the wedding off till April 21st now, and now she's got to get permission from the hotel to take all the blocks of rooms and change it to that weekend. So her wedding was going to be in October, which was going to be beautiful. It was going to be actually a day after my birthday. Now it's going to be in April. So, I mean...
Is there a reason why she did that? Because she feels that.
Well, Virginia is going up the list now. It's now on a banned state where you can't, where you have to quarantine and stuff like that. And it seems like October is a long way away, but it's not. We're going to be in August in a week. Yeah, and you know what? You just can't. It's going to be flu season. So that was a wise decision. I think so.
Better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. And she gets a lot of those pre-gifts early because everybody signed up for the gift registry, right? And the gift registry was all set for delivery for before her wedding. So she's going to get a lot of, they're going to get a lot of nice gifts very early on. So, anyways,
wow.
That's that. Okay. That's that. So we're into hazy, hot, and humid weather right into the weekend.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I don't see too much of a let-up as far as heat, haze, humidity. They may not all combine at once, but certainly when we don't have the heat, we'll have the high humidity. When the humidity is a little lower, the heat will be higher. So it's half a dozen, one or the other.
All right, now I got a question here. John Brown sent me a message. Is there ever a chance you'll unblock me? I still don't know why you did. Well, John, if you're sending me a message on Facebook, you're not blocked. I mean, I don't understand this. If you're sending me a message and I get it, you're not blocked, John. It's a crazy morning around here, Pat. It's a crazy morning.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, all right. And, so hazy, hot, and humid is the word, and I guess we'll speak to you tomorrow and get the full details about when this might end.
Let's hope I have the answer.
You will. You're the answer man.
The answer man, okay.
All right. Hey, Pat, have a great day, and stay cool in that nice house you rebuilt.
Thank you so much, Marshall. You do the same.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center here on Robin Hood Radio.